Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast and Radio MD, or iHeart, or wherever you downloaded us from. Thank you for doing that. The news of the week, AI-enabled stethoscopes are useful at home to tell you when you've got a problem. Amazing, right? As well as we've got some constant things such as healthy omega-3 fatty acids could slow a decline in deadly lung disease. This is sponsored by You, the Owner's Manual, if you will, podcast itself, longevityplaybook.com, longevityplaybook.com, our own website where you can sign up for the free newsletter. We're redoing the whole app and site, but for now, you can sign up for the free newsletter and get information twice a week. It's free, and you get the latest in longevity news, not just what I say about the medical news of the week, but the most important longevity items, and comes with a cartoon, which will help you laugh and stay younger as well. And the other sponsor, Life'sFirstNaturals.com, the makers of both TrueBiotics and my favorite, bovine colostrum. I've recommended that to a number of people, and we get people write in and email in and say what a game changer that's been for them. Bovine colostrum, 2,000 milligrams a day is what I take. You can go to their website, lifesfirstnaturals.com, and see why I take it. It helps prevent both the bloating after extreme exercise, and I still do some of that, as well as it helps in leaky gut, what we call leaky gut and bloating, as well as the shortening of the villi, that is the intestinal villi, which increases that possibility after non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, as well as that extreme exercise. Non-steroidals like baby aspirin or regular aspirin or ibuprofen, something, or Advil, something like that. The other thing is it decreases upper respiratory infections. That's really why I asked the company if I could join their scientific advisory board. The data were so impressive and good about that when COVID started to come out. Now, news of the week, AI-enabled stethoscopes. That's my, if you will, well beyond wellness story of the week. The AI-enabled stethoscope in children was able to tell them when they had to go to the hospital, when they had to increase their asthma medicine, and keep them out of going to the hospital. Amazing. This is just a stethoscope you have at home, goes to your phone. It's AI-enabled. Artificial intelligence can tell wheezing, can tell changes in your breath sounds well enough to know when your asthma is getting bad or not, and whether you need to up your medicine or if it's worse than that even. The second story is a very interesting one. They looked at people with lung disease, pulmonary fibrosis, and saw those that had aged least over a 20-year period. And it turned out the ones that had progressed slowest were those with the highest omega-3 level in their blood. So another reason to take that salmon burgers like I have every day at lunch, or to get omega-3 supplements, as I also do routinely. And that's, by the way, our odd omegas story of the week. Next one is on what I would call longevity is the next disruptor story. People taking semaglutide, whether it's Wegovy or Ozempic, they compared about 1.6 million people over the last 3 years. And in the first 6 months of use, those taking other diet drugs had almost a doubling of the incidence of suicidal thoughts and attempted suicides as those taking semaglutide in either Wegovy or Ozempic. So the GLP-1 GIPs probably decrease suicidal thoughts versus others. It shows the importance, doesn't it, of having a control group, that is, the people who were taking the other weight loss drugs. The next story is treating hearing loss is associated with a decrease of about 50%, or the people who have hearing loss and don't treat it have a doubling of developing dementia in a 10-year period. From 65 to 75, 14% developed dementia, as opposed to 7% of those who had hearing loss and used a hearing aid, and that was about the average of the rest of the group who didn't have a hearing problem. And that, again, that's a Roizen rule for a younger you. Do your preventive care maneuvers, like getting your hearing tested yearly. Sleep disruptions in your 30s and 40s, and I consider this the wellness foreplay story of the week. Sleep disruptions in your 30s and 40s increase by more than twofold the cognitive decline a decade later. That's 40s and 50s. That's amazing that it is that short a period of time. So if you've got sleep disruptions, make sure you figure out how to get adequate deep sleep for yourself. That goes with that a low carbon dioxide production is associated with central sleep apnea. That is, we always used to think that the central sleep apnea, that is pausing for breaths, which means you don't exhale your carbon dioxide, was the problem. That is, the sleep apnea was the problem. It turns out there's no drive to breathe because you're not producing enough carbon dioxide to drive your breaths. What does that mean? Well, it changes the way we will often treat central sleep apnea, but that's for the future. In the meantime, our Well Beyond Wellness story, look for the artificially empowered stethoscopes coming if you have chronic lung disease. Our Omega story, get more of those salmon burgers, walnuts, and other and even supplements without omegas in them. It could slow not only heart disease and brain disease and eye disease, but it also seems to slow lung disease. People who take Wegova, the longevity of the next disruptor story, have lower risks of suicides. If you're on them, don't worry about the suicide risk, other than if you get it yourself, make sure you call that special suicide prevention number. I think it's 888, but I may be wrong on that. I'm blanking on it right now. Treating hearing loss is associated with a decrease in the risk of early death. If your spouse says, what? An awful lot of time, like I do, make sure they get their hearing tested and make sure that if they need a hearing aid, they get one. And our wellness foreplay story, get adequate sleep all the time, not just in your 30s and 40s. That will decrease your risk of cognitive decline. This has been Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. This was 1185A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. The B's are great guests that will stretch your imagination as well as give you incredible insights into medicine. This has been Dr. Mike. Thanks for listening. Remember, we're brought to you by LifeFirstNaturals.com. Go to their website to find out the data supporting TruBiotics and bovine colostrum, and LongevityPlaybook.com. Sign up for the free newsletter twice a week, 250 words. You can't get a better one. Thanks again, but especially thank you, our listeners. You're the reason we do this. Thanks again.